This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The district attorney in Clear Creek County will investigate the killing of Christian Glass by a county deputy this summer. 27-year-old Glass called 911 for help after getting stuck on a dirt road late at night. In the call, Glass informed the dispatcher that he was scared and that there were knives in the car. He offered to throw them out of the vehicle to show officers he was not a threat. In a video released Tuesday, officers can be heard ordering Glass out of the car.
You already said you have weapons in the car.
Okay, I'm gonna pass them out.
No, do not throw them out. Do not touch them. Do not reach for them. I want you out of the vehicle now.
Glass's parents say he was too scared to exit his car and was having a mental health crisis. A deputy then fired into the car, killing Glass. They plan to file a lawsuit over his death. Colorado Springs City staff is recommending against using evacuation traffic modeling software to set transportation policy. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
City Public Works Director Travis Easton says the free software called Fleet takes user-defined variables, like the number of passengers in a vehicle, to create traffic models. But he says there are no set standards to measure whether those inputs are accurate. The software is backed by citizen groups concerned about development. But Easton says the software might work best as part of a public process for transportation projects. Some city council members say they think it's important to make traffic modeling part of development and growth planning. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Along the Front Range, it's a warm and partly cloudy afternoon in Grand Junction. Chance of rain tonight. This is CPR News.